Once in a while, sometimes once in a generation, an athlete comes along that dominates their sport. They aren't just the star of the team, but known across the conference and sometimes around the state. For Hornets basketball, that player showed up in Chillicothe as a sophomore in 1957. His name was Jerry Parrish. In the first varsity game as a thin sophomore, Parrish led the team with 21 points in a 32-point Hornets victory over Carrollton. Parrish would lead the team in scoring with 269 points on the season, earned all-conference and all-district honorable mention honors on a team that went from 11-9 the previous year to 20-4 that year with an NCMC conference championship. As a junior, Parrish scored 407 points in the season, led the Hornets to the district finals before losing to Lafayette by 2 points. Parrish was growing as a person and as a skilled basketball player, earning honorable mention All-State his junior year. But he was saving his best for last. In the 1959-60 season, it started with a win over Lexington, then another win, and another. Smithville nipped the Hornets by 3 points in the St. Joseph Christian Brothers tournament, but Chillicothe bounced back, led by their scoring machine, Jerry Parrish. Parrish hit 28 points in a win over Macon in January, 30 or more points, 12 out of a string of 13 games, including hitting 20 field goals in one game and 17 in two other games. Behind Parrish, the Hornets won the regional tournament, beating North Kansas City in the first round of state before losing to St. Louis CBC in the quarterfinals. Parrish scored 827 points a senior season, still among the best single-season totals in Missouri high school history 58 years later. He is the only Chillicothe player to score 40 or more points in 3 games in his career. He still holds the single-season school scoring record in the top 10 in career points after being a first Hornet to score 1,000 career points, and his 25.57 point per game average his senior year is still top on the Chillicothe all-time list. He also holds the school record for 2-point field goals in a season. The basketball apple didn't fall far from the Parrish tree. His two sons, Mitch and Matt, were starters on the school's only basketball state championship team in 1981, and daughter Ashley was a member of the Lady Hornet state runner-up team in 1994, playing an all-but-one game. She was the third leading scorer on the team. Parrish and his three children all earned all-state honors in their career. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.